30th episode of Overcaffeinated. Happy 2021. I'm super happy to start the new year. In all honesty, today it took me a lot to even record, but I got myself to do it. It was a little bit difficult, but I'm here, I'm ready. I had the script all done, so it wasn't like I had to do that, but I haven't done a solo episode in a hot minute, so sometimes if I don't have the structure, it takes me a little bit longer to get going, which you would think if you were just doing it on your own, it would be easier, but sometimes you need that little bit of a push, so I just took a nice shower, and I'm nice and clean and refreshed and ready to go. So, 2020 was definitely rough, as we all know, but in all honesty, yeah, and as a whole, it was definitely one of the worst years to date. But for myself personally, I, despite all of like the bad stuff that happened throughout the year, because there was definitely a lot of bad stuff personally and globally and nationally, and there was just a lot of horrible things that happened this year, there were some good things. And my biggest thing with this year was to find the silver lining and make the most of it, and not get caught up in all the negativity, because it was really easy to get drowned by that throughout this whole year. So some of the positives that 2020 brought me was, in the beginning of the year before COVID happened, I was able to travel out of the country for the first time. I was studying abroad in Italy. If you didn't listen to my podcast earlier this last year, if you want like a little bit of an escape and some pre-COVID like fun, I highly recommend those episodes of when I was traveling, because those were some of the most fun episodes to record, was talking about my travels and the food I ate and the people I met and all that stuff. So I highly recommend that if you want to escape a little bit and think that you are planning your travels, which hopefully we can all do soon. Another positive was I met one of my best friends while I was abroad. I met two amazing people, Maddie and Sage. They've both been on the podcast. A lot of you know Maddie. She's become one of my like absolute best friends. I talk to her literally every single day, even though I've only seen her once since we were in Italy. She came out to Milwaukee for my birthday, which I'm so grateful that she was able to come and celebrate my birthday with me. It was like the best birthday gift ever. I'm so thankful for her. She literally was like my rock for a majority of the year, and I definitely was that for her as well. So it was nice that we were able to meet. And there's just like certain things and people, like you don't necessarily know how, when, or where you're going to meet them, but like you're just supposed to meet them at that time. Like God brings you to them, and God definitely brought us together at the most perfect time. So she was definitely a blessing of 2020. Another thing was I just met a lot of people this year that like changed my life. I met people in very unexpected places and unexpected circumstances, especially due to the pandemic, that a lot of them I could say have become like really close friends of mine. I've like gotten super close with them. I've met so many different people through people too, like, because I feel like this year you found out who your true friends were, but then the only new people you were meeting were friends of friends for the most part, because that was like just the little bit extended of the circle. So it was just like really nice to meet new people, definitely on a smaller scale. I definitely didn't meet as many new people as I normally would have in a normal year, but despite the circumstances, it was nice to make nicer, longer friendships instead of just like you meet someone once and you never talk to them again. It's nice to, I like friends of friends, like they're always good people. And then another positive was that I really grew my podcast and took advantage of the time I had. I know this sounds kind of bad, but I was really happy that I started the podcast before COVID hit, because I wasn't put in the category of you only started a podcast as a hobby because COVID hit and everyone was unemployed and had nothing to do. No, I just actually wanted to do it from before and then had time to like pursue it and really grow my platform. And then I was able to do a lot of things creatively. I like made stickers in the beginning of the pandemic and then had a fundraiser where I donated money to Feeding America. And I'm pretty sure by the end of like all the sticker sales, I donated like $75, which like doesn't seem like a lot, but it feeds a lot of people in need. And I'm really grateful to all the people that supported me through that. So thank you if you purchased a sticker. I still have those stickers available if you want to message me. And I also have my other merchandise, that isn't for donation, but if you want to check it out, just search on Etsy over Caffeinated Pod and you can find it. And that would really be amazing because that's supporting me in my little podcast dreams. So all the money that I'm taking from the Etsy shop, it's like just going right back into like my business and the podcast and everything. I kind of started at ground zero. So, thank you to everyone who has been supporting me with that. And then lastly, 2020, I was able to spend more time with my family than I have in the last 3 years. And by my family, I don't mean my extended family because I didn't see them very much because, all of my cousins have children of their own and my aunt and uncle are, a little bit older and were more cautious about COVID. Especially with, I had two newborn, cousins during COVID. They were born like a week apart. So everyone was like definitely more cautious about that. And they still have been. Like, we didn't do Thanksgiving or Christmas like we normally would have, which is sad, but, we were able to see each other outside, but because it's been cold here in the Midwest, we haven't really seen each other. But, because of the pandemic, I ended up working for my dad over the summer and living with him. And then because I was sent home, I was living with my mom during when I had time off of school. And then this past semester, with school transitioning to being online and then us having a super extended winter break. Like, our winter break was like 2 months, or is 2 months. I'm still in it right now. I've been with my mother. So I have had way more time at home in my college experience than I ever expected, which can be a good or a bad thing. It's definitely nice because I don't have to live with other people constantly and I get free food for the most part and all that jazz. But at the same time, you know how it is living at home. Sometimes it can drive you crazy, but living at school can also drive you crazy too. So it's a double-edged sword. But, yeah, it was a nice surprise because it's probably the longest I'll be home for a while after graduation because I'm hoping to eventually have my own place. So those are some of the positives that 2020 brought me. But, a lot of people for the new year, they do New Year's resolutions, and I've tried to do that in past years, but I've realized that resolutions are like this whole January thing. Like, everyone's like, I want to work out and I want to eat better and I want to do this. And it's like, it doesn't last very long. It's more of just like a trend. So what I decided for this year was to do goals for 2021, but not like the whole year. So basically, I divided the year into three parts, and it's only because of how, because I don't use a regular planner. I use a bullet journal. My monthly, like, outlines are 4 months, like, per two pages. So it's like January, February, March, April, then you flip to the next page, and then it's May, June, July, August, and etc. So I did it in three parts because I'm OCD. But normally you could do it in four parts because it would be like four quarters of a year. But I did it in three. We're gonna do like trimesters instead. So basically, by doing this, I'm setting goals for. So my goals start in January and end in at the end of April. And essentially, I'm doing this so that I'm more so that these goals are more attainable. I'm able to reach them. They're a little bit more measurable. Like, I'm making them more specific, and they're achievable. It's not something that's like, I want to do Like, I'm trying to think of a good example. Like, if eating healthy is one of them, make it a little bit more specific. So, like, one of my goals is to only eat out once a week because that's one of my things. It's not that I eat unhealthy. It's sometimes I find myself eating out more than I should, and I'm spending more money on it, and it's not good for me. But if I cook for myself, I'm eating way, way healthier, and I'm enjoying the meal, and I'm not getting as bloated and sick and have stomach problems and all that jazz. So that's like one goal that I have for myself. Another goal, which is the only goal that I had throughout all of 2020, was that I wanted to journal every single day. Whether it was a huge paragraph or it was a little quote or a little something, I did do that. That is one of like, and I feel like doing something once every day, and granted, I did skip a few days, but it was like 95% I did every like of the days I did, which is like really, really good. I almost finished a whole journal, which I have never done before, and I'm so excited because I'm almost done with it. I want it to end perfectly on like at the end of the new year, but I just had like I had like 30 pages left, and I was like, this is just not gonna happen, unfortunately. But I didn't have enough to write about at the end of the year, so I could have probably done like a big essay thing, but I also didn't want to force it, you know? So this was one of the only goals that got me through the year. It really like helped me with my anxiety and other things I was going through. I still do this literally every night, and a lot of people journal in the morning or like right as they're feeling something or at night, and I journal at night. And how I do it is kind of cool, and I wanted to talk about that because a lot of people have asked me about it, and I think it's really important, not even for like goal setting, but just like for your own personal like helpfulness and well-being. So how I journal is how I format it. You literally can just use a piece of paper or like a notebook. You could literally get a notebook at the Dollar Tree. Like you don't even need a notebook really. You could just type this in the notes portion of your phone, but I find something special about putting pen to paper. I really, really enjoy it. It's something that calms me at night too, because I have a problem of being on my phone and then staying awake for a bit because like the light stimulates you and then you stay awake longer. So I turn off my, or like I don't turn off my phone, but like I put my phone away on the on my nightstand. I get out my journal and then I begin. So how I begin is I write the date and then I start with five positives of the day. Now, these five positives can be big or small. It can be, I got Dunkin' Donuts coffee today. It can be, I found this sweatshirt that I was missing and I'm so happy that I have it back. It could be, you got to see a friend. It could be a funny meme you saw. It could literally be the littlest things, but just five good things that happened in the day. And I like doing this at night because you're like ending the day with these good things. I also in my journal do like my little manifestations. So basically that it can be anything that like you wish or anything you're currently like aspiring. So this could be health, happiness, wealth, love, prosperity, anything along those lines. Recently on like my TikTok and stuff, I've seen a lot of videos, and like I was like starting to do it on my own, but then I saw more videos on how to do it specifically and how it like works. And so you use statements of like, I have blank, like I have wealth, I have happiness, I have fulfilled, or I deserve love, I deserve abundance, X, Y, and Z. And you can get really specific. I was just being kind of generic because I don't need to like go off about the certain specific things, but that definitely like centers you before you go to sleep too, because you're just like not praying, but it's just like you're manifesting in this calm way and you're writing it down, and that's like how the manifestation works really well too. Also, this can be a place where you can do Bible study, you can pray, you can make your affirmations for the day. If you don't want to do the manifestations, or the positives, I really recommend the positives though, because that is like the bare minimum that I recommend you doing, because that's how I started. It was like the bare minimum. I was doing the five positives a day, and then I started building off of it. So I have like three sections of stuff that I do every day. But if you do like a Bible study, or if you have like I have like this really cool, I talked about it in my episode with Sammy, or I think I forget if it was in my episode or her episode. Either way, I listened to both. I talked about how I have this little book that's like a bedside table book. It's called like 8,000 something like words of wisdom, and it's just like literally like pages and pages of quotes that are just like words of wisdom and like positive things. And sometimes I'll flip in the book and then write and like pick one and then write it and then underline it so I know I've written it already. That isn't necessarily like Bible verses, but you can do the same thing with Bible verses if that is something that you're into. Like you have like your daily Bible verse and you write it in your journal and it goes along with the day. I know they even have apps that like send you them automatically if that's something you would like to write down. Like that makes it that much easier for you. But I highly recommend doing that before you go to bed. And I really like doing it at the end. A lot of people do it at the beginning of the day because they're like, oh, you're starting your day like this. Like, you're starting your day off good, like all this stuff. But my thing is if you do it at the end of the day, like, say, like, you had a rough day, like a really rough day, and you're like, all I want to do is go to bed, and like, I'm just like so sick of today. Like, today just needs to be over. If you end the day and take 10, 15 minutes and be like, yeah, today was literally the worst, but I'm going to find five good things in today. Whether it be I pigged out on ice cream, I took the best shower ever, I screamed in the car, like it could literally be anything. You're ending it and being like, okay, now I'm ending on a positive note. Everything's put to bed. Let's go to bed, and then we'll sleep 10 times better. I 100% promise that. But again, within all of this, like no matter what your goals are, make sure they're measurable and attainable, because you will see such great results with this. Like I'm telling you, like one of my, like I also, so I made personal goals, but then I also made like business over caffeinated goals. So like I have a certain number of followers I would like to reach by a certain amount of time. And I know that probably sounds bad, but like that's just like a personal thing for me. That is just like a benchmark. It's honestly not even that far from where I am now, but for me it's just like nice to like check that off, and I want to do a giveaway once I reach that certain amount. So for me it's like it just keeps me accountable. And then another one is I want to interview three strangers. That's like a really big thing for me, is everyone I've had on the podcast I know previously. So I really want to expand the people that I am interviewing on the podcast. And I've reached out to a few people and they're interested. And so I'm so excited because I've started to make this community within my podcast and my Instagram. And I'm definitely more active on Instagram and definitely reach more people on Instagram. And Instagram is definitely my favorite social media channel. I'm trying to be more active on there. So it's really fun to watch different people and see what they're all about. So with that being said, if you're listening to this and you or someone you know does really cool stuff on social media, or they have a small business of their own, or they have their own podcast, or they just have something really cool and worthy of sharing, please message me on Instagram or Facebook or email me. My email is overcaffeinatedpod@gmail.com, and I would love to get in touch with you to set up an interview for you to be on my podcast, because that would be so much fun, especially with not being able to meet that many new people. It's been really cool this year to have all of these internet friends and make all these different cool, fun relationships within different engagement groups and on Instagram and on Facebook and now TikTok. Like, I'm not really growing on TikTok. Like, I honestly do it so I can post the videos onto Reels, onto Instagram. Anyway, but I'm trying to learn, okay, everyone? But TikTok has been such a good, like, learning source for me. Like, yes, I have my personal one for entertainment, but then my overcaffeinated one has been a lot of really cool small business help and cool hacks and social media stuff and everything. So I think I'm going to take that into that realm. But I really would love if I got some more internet friends, because my two internet friends, Sammy and Tana, I literally love them. They are such a blessing of 2020, and they really, like, if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't still be doing this, because we text every single day, and we hold each other accountable, and all three of us agree that we probably wouldn't be podcasting unless the other two weren't, like, talking about it and doing it and continuing. So I want to end this by thanking them, essentially, and being like, you guys are the bomb.com and my rocks and my people. So listen to them. I've talked about them literally every single podcast I've had. My podcast might as well just be, I have podcast friends and I'm going to talk about them every single day. No, just kidding. But for real, if you or anyone you know would like to come on the podcast and let me interview them and talk about all things like creative and business and social media and all the fun stuff that I feel like has really, really boomed in the last year because everyone's working from home, please, 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 please let me know and we will get that all situated. But now, that is all I have for today. I hope to hear from you all soon. I have a lot of meetings I need to schedule for Zooms, and I'm super excited and nervous because I have some strangers that I'm going to be interviewing. I have some friends I'm going to be interviewing, and it's honestly going to be a very good 2020. 2020, we're going to stay super over-caffeinated, all right, everyone? Like more than 2020. Did I say 2020 we're going to be over-caffeinated? I meant 2021. I'm still stuck in 2020. What day is it? It's literally already the 6th of January. Oh, I need to go to bed. Anyway, I love you all. Have an amazing week, an amazing day. And set your goals. Let me know what your goals are. And I will see you all next time. Bye. All right, one last thing. I'm literally the worst podcaster ever and did a poll on my Instagram story asking to ask me questions for the specific episode, and I didn't even include that section in the episode, but now I'm adding it at the end. So I got two questions. The first one is from I'm Christian Owens. Thank you for sending in the question. The question is, have you picked up any unexpected skills from podcasting? Yes and no. I'd say the skill that I have is that I've picked up more is my interviewing skills. I did yearbook when I was in high school and I would have to interview people, but those questions were super vague unless I was writing a larger story about them. I wasn't in, like, newspaper or journalism or any of that. So I don't have a ton of experience interviewing people, but podcasting has made it way more organic and has given me the tools to be able to interview people because it's, like, all for me. It's not like it's for a grade or for a project or anything. It's all for me, so yeah, so my interviewing has gotten better, in my opinion. That's highly debatable, so anyone can go dispute that. And then the other question is from @JulesandMKE. Thank you for sending in the question. Her question is, what do you hope people take away from listening to your podcast? honestly, I just want people to be happy and entertained when they're listening to the podcast and hopefully learn something from someone new. I'm going to be interviewing a lot of really cool people. I've already interviewed a handful of really fun, awesome creators. So I really want this to be a place where people can be inspired by each other. People can learn from each other. People can get some exposure for their own personal brands. I just really want people to be able to escape when they listen to this, whether it's they're listening to me specifically or my guest. So thank you for those questions. And I never plug this, but please leave a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. You don't even have to type a review, just tap the 5-star because that helps me get pushed up to the top of people's feeds. And I'd really appreciate your feedback. If you have some personal feedback, you can always message me if you don't want to leave a review too. I totally understand if you don't want to leave a public review. If you have any input on the show. So I just want to thank you all, and I will see you all next time. Thanks. Bye-bye.